I have to leave, but I wanted to do this before I left. Susan Finley, come on up.
Oh.
Me?
Hey, Susan Finley.
We're sorry we didn't do this sooner, but we were all busy, and you are the 2017 member of the year. I didn't spell my name right.
I don't know.
Really? You don't have a picture, just on screen, no picture.
I like it. Well, thank you for all your beautiful flowers.
Okay, thank you, Joy.
Okay, go.
I thought you were gone already.
No.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. I live in harmony with the earth. In 2004, when Wangari Maathai was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her work in Kenya through the Greenbelt Movement. In her acceptance lecture, she said, "We are called to assist the earth to heal her wounds and in the process heal our own. Indeed, to embrace the whole of creation in all its diversity, beauty, and wonder. I am part of the beautiful web of life, intricately woven so that my actions impact the entire web. I am a good steward of the earth's resources as I am a good steward of my own body. Centered in divine wisdom, I use what I need in ways that support the renewal of the earth. I experience a sense of peace living in harmony with the earth. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw it was good." That's Genesis 1:12. And let us remain seated while Mike and Karen, yay, welcome back, lead us in surely the present.
Found in your hymn book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And front cover. In the front of the song, yes. Grace, and that's number 16. happy hug, then just stick out your hand, we'll shake hands too.
I have to ask, how did the oldest?
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Famous folks, yeah. I mean, yeah, the president of Disneyland.
Oh, I love it.
Jay Vanderstel.
My grandmother used to make wine.
I love the wine.
As a four-year-old. It made me sick, that's why I remember.
Okay, are we having a shake?
Nice soft sweater.
Good morning.
I wore my spring shirt, but I'm wearing my arm covers.
It's still cool. It is cool, morning, John.
Good morning, dear.
Morning, John.
Morning. Thank you.
Good morning, there.
Good morning, Gabe.
Gabe! Good to see you.
What's it like?
Good morning. Morning.
Somebody.
Morning.
A little bit of your.
Well.
Gabe! Can you give me a hug? No? I'm feeling hurt now, Gabe. Like that?
Not much, yeah.
No? Okay.
Good morning, Gail. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've got a new duty here this morning.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Ned.
Well, you're doing very well, so that's okay.
Whoa! I look up and there's a handsome man. Look at that.
So you have your little poochie dog with you this morning?
I have two of them.
Oh, two of them.
Yeah, I have Fred and Sandy's van.
Oh, that's why it looks familiar.
That's theirs, yeah. Or was theirs.
Yeah.
Did I hit you?
So Susan, once again, reminded me.
You got it. There you go. Thank you.
Reminded me that today is Earth Day.
Is that good enough?
Yeah. And I wanted to know if anyone knew of any celebrations that are happening on Earth Day. Anything? Okay, our regularly scheduled activities are located on the calendar, hanging up in the hallway downstairs. And does anyone have anything for this week? Jerry?
I have a non-announcement in that there will not be an Abraham meeting next Wednesday. We're doing May 2nd.
All right.
As we usually do have the 4th Wednesday.
We usually do. Also, for Laura, not peeking on you, we have a website. It is unityofcentralia.net. Go all the way over to the right-hand side. There's a calendar and it lists events. Sure. Anyone else?
There is the Procession of the Species in Olympia, a parade for Earth Day. That's next weekend. It's on Saturday at 4.
Definitely.
And
Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Google Olympia Procession of the Species to find out more.
Are we gaining ground?
But
I say, are we gaining ground?
progression of the species.
It's a parade. It's lots of kids decorating their own costumes. Yeah, lots of music.
Are you playing?
No, I like to watch it.
Ah, okay.
My kids play the sixth and stomp it.
Whoa, okay.
They're all going to be ravens.
A what?
They're all going to be, all the from the school, they're all going to be ravens, raven heads.
Oh.
Cute and loud.
What is significance of ravens in this?
They just chose, they choose something.
Species.
Yeah, they're the
species.
Yay! Species.
Right.
And,
nice.
And it's not that deep.
They have open an art studio for anybody who wants to come and make a costume, yeah. And you can be in it, and
yeah.
You can register your group if you want. And it's the procession of the species, and they don't allow words at all. No, you know, it's all visual and not.
Political or anything. Thank you. Thank you for that. More visual. All right. Then please join me in our unity statement, and that's also located in the front of your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life. And the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now please stand for our song of joy. And you know this one, Deep Inside My Heart.
The more I've got to give, it's the way that I live.
and five with 2017 Volunteer of the Year.
Well then, it should be something really special, huh? So, happy Earth Day. And I have two Earth Day prayers for you. The first is a Hawaiian indigenous prayer. Let us give thanks to the world around us. Thanks for all the creatures, stones, and plants. Let us learn their lessons and seek their truth so that their path might be ours and we might live in harmony, a better life. May the earth continue to live. May the heavens above continue to live. May the rains continue to dampen the land. May the wet forests continue to grow. Then the flowers shall bloom, and we people shall live again. And the second, who I don't know who read it. Oh God, we thank you for this earth, our home, for the wide sky and the blessed sun, for the ocean and streams, for the towering hills and the whispering wind, for the trees and green grass. We thank you for our senses by which we hear the songs of birds and see the splendor of fields of golden wheat and taste autumn's fruit and rejoice in the feel of snow and smell the breath of spring flowers. Grant us a heart opened wide to all this beauty and save us from being so blind that we pass unseen, when even the common thorn bush is aflame with your glory.
Thank you, Susan. And please remain seated for our meditation song, I Behold You.
Thank you.
please join me in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am
truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time.
And now, is this the fourth Sunday, you'll be using the progressive Lord's Prayer, and that's found as a handout in your hymnal. When you're finished with it, please do put that back. The progressive Lord's Prayer. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I am
thy kingdom come. I am thy will be done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God, in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am.
For the Alleluia.
Alleluia.
California, by way of Beaumont, Texas, D'Erica comes to us after having been a youth leader in Texas and has made our congregation something special. Here we go.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Earth Day. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity and trusting me with your time. I'm very excited. This morning, we're going to be on an exploration, and we're going to explore this thought. It's just a thought. I found this thought in the Book of Psalms, and the Book of Psalms is where I do most of my meditations. David has a lot of inspirational and kind of spiritual thinking from the heart, and a lot of worship and affirmation. And so I found this thought, and we're going to explore it this morning together. The thought is, oh, that men would praise God for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now, time for some fun. Yes, I planned fun. In order for me to go through with exploring this thought with you this morning, I am going to have to go into character. Is that okay? What's the first word in this thought?
Oh.
Oh. I'm going to be O today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, here are the rules. When I change into O, I'm not D. I'm O.
Everybody? Okay.
Okay. So, let me get my O. I love it. You guys are good. Okay, this is going to be great. Now, I'm O. And, you know, let me introduce myself and tell you a little bit about who I am and what I do. Why am I in language? What do I do in language? Well, let's see. I'm going to give you a little definition, but before I show you, I have to tell you that O is very, very sophisticated. This is my definition. Tom, I wish you could see these words. Okay, let me see.
Okay.
O. Used to express a range of emotions. Remember, I told you I'm sophisticated. See, I can be anything because I have a range of emotions, including surprise, anger, disappointment, or joy, or when reacting to something that has just been said. You know, I wish this definition gave us more because O is just so vast. As I said, I can be anything. Let's do a couple of exercises so that we can absorb the more of the meaning of O. More rules. I'm going to say a word or a phrase, and then you repeat the word or the phrase, but put O in front of it. And remember, we're trying to digest more of what O means. What does O do? What is O all about? Are you ready?
Ready.
Does everyone understand the instructions?
Yes.
Okay, the first phrase I would like you to say, saying O in front of it, is I see.
Oh, I see.
Okay, let's do another one. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
See? You're getting the feel of O. See, I bring excitement and emotion. Let's try this one. Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, one more.
Oh, Lord. That was one. That was only.
Thank you, Tom.
Lord.
Let's try another one. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So you see, I cover a range of emotions, I add excitement, I add the feel to the thought so that you can really understand what's being expressed. And that's what I want to do intentionally today. I want you to really understand what's being expressed in our thought that, oh, that men would praise God for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And notice that I was the first word in that thought. So it's really drawing attention. O is here this morning to really draw attention to that thought and really add some meaning and expression and emotion as to why we should praise God for his goodness. Why should we even think about that? And what does that really mean? And why use O to express it? What is it saying? Why is it so important that it needs the mighty O? Everybody still good?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's dig a little bit more into this thought. Now that you know who I am, the word praise in that thought, oh, that men would praise God, is the Hebrew word yada. And it means this, which I found fascinating as I studied this because I really like the Strong's Concordance. Many of you are familiar with the Strong's Concordance, which is just the words in the Bible defined in Hebrew and Greek in their language, the original language. So this word, yada, it meant to stretch forth the hands. And it meant hold out the hands. Now, this is a really powerful motion, guys. And bear with me as I get into, you know, why this is significant. This is a really powerful motion to stretch forth the hands, to hold out the hands, to make confession against something that has to do with something inward being brought out.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Praise. Praise is something very powerful, and it's also something very beautiful. And I just want to kind of wanted us to think about today what that was and why that might be important to do, and what that brings. Praise keeps believers in dominion. It keeps you operating in a place, a spiritual place of dominion, because you are operating on a decree that you believe as true and accept as absolute about God. So I say, you know, praise God, you're mighty. I affirm that and decree that with my praise. And so that allows me to operate in dominion. And the more intentional I am with my praise, the more dominion I can operate in. So these are just some thoughts, guys, that when I first encountered this thought, the scripture, that I felt the Ruach, that's the set-apart Spirit of God, inspire me with some of these thoughts. And so I'm just sharing them with you. Praise, there's a concept in praise. I have a definition up here for the word resound. There's a concept in praise of resounding. And I want us to think about that this morning as a spiritual principle for our spiritual living and our positive living. Resounding, meaning it's two-dimensional. It's not just giving and sending, but it's also receiving, like light and radiation. Resounding, my praise is resounding. So if I say God is mighty, that praise, God is mighty, goes up and accesses that attribute of mightiness in God and comes back down on me and fills me with that, with that energy, with that thought, that reality of God being mighty. Does that?
Yeah.
So resounding, I want, that was another on my little notes, objectives. I was thinking, what do I really want the congregation to kind of get? And that was one of the things I wrote down, was resounding. Think about praise as resounding. And there's a lot of power in that. What's funny is, I looked up the word resounding, and look at number two, it literally means to sing the praises of.
Wow.
That blew my mind. It literally means to sing the praises of, resounding. So we're back to our thought. And we talked about O. We talked about praise. I want to talk a little bit about goodness and a little bit about wonderful works. And then we'll close. Why I want to draw emphasis on goodness is because it adds to the significance of actually praising God. And we talked about praise as something that is a force. It's something that can resound, stretching out. And so, God's goodness. Now, I love fried chicken. I absolutely love fried chicken. And so when I eat it, I always say, this is really good. This is some good chicken. But I want to make a contrast here, that usually when we talk about good or express something as being good, it's not as much of a quality goodness as when you talk about the goodness of God. You know, the goodness of God. It's this pure, absolute, satisfying, beneficial, good, intentional goodness. And so, thinking about that goodness existing, you know, the idea and concepts of families or giving birth or having connection or nature or nurturing, all the goodness, eating. Good, goodness. Thank God for his goodness. But goodness, good things intentionally created for us to enjoy. Like the thought says, it's done to the children of men. That's us. Notice it doesn't say animals. It doesn't say, you know, birds. It doesn't say dolphins. It says to you and I, the children of men, we're special. And we get to experience and we get to have God's goodness that is created just for us to enjoy in a very special and wonderful way. And lastly, wonderful works. Guys, not too much on wonderful works, but just to say that God does wonderful works. And to point out works as actual effort, you know, if you're working, whew, you gotta put forth some effort. And so if, in this thought, exploring this thought, thinking about wonderful works as actual actions, actual deeds, actual effort, God puts forth for us to be able to experience abundance and prosperity and unity. So thinking about that, you know, before I close, just a little context on this scripture. It's actually in a passage, and it's not listed one time. It's a repetition. This scripture is listed in Psalms 107. It repeats itself after it describes the situation that the children of Israel were in, and a lot of us know the story about the children of Israel. They were always in something. And so God delivering them and them coming out of situations that were almost impossible to make it out of without God. And then this thought would come and say, oh, that they would praise God for that. You know, oh. And so that's, you know, a little more context on this thought. Amen. Let's,
Dee?
Yes?
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Oh, you know, you just made me realize a song that I just put on the last album, Oh Lord, I Thank You for Your Love. I didn't realize the depth of that word, oh.
I didn't either. You know, I can't take the credit.
Wonderful. And it's a lively,
yeah,
praise-filled song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thank you.
Praise God. So let's go into our meditation time. As we get grounded in the body and become aware of our breaths, in our being, in our thoughts, breathe in. Again. And see yourself exalted in praise. See yourself praising God and actually making a connection through that praise and bringing yourself into a place of absolute bliss and abundance. See yourself in love with God. And so it is.
Thank you very much, dear. That was very beautiful and inspirational.
Amen.
Amen. for our offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our center, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Just to know, we did distribute your outreach monies for the first quarter, and in alignment with the percentages that you voted in our annual meeting. So thank you very much for those gifts, and know that they are making difference in our community. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hand. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Blessing of thanks together found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. So it is. For our healing prayer, we would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone. Just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts.
John.
Bella.
Jack Safer.
Karen.
Patty Kyle.
Morgan.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. In closing, let's say our prayer of protection together. Find that on the back of your program, or of course on the wall here. Together, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And you know the next part. Let's form a circle, join hands, and sing our song of peace. Thank you to all who made our service possible. Don't forget the coffee, refreshment, and fellowship downstairs.
Thank you. Christmas.